This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
It is 18 past the hour. Roland Martin, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas day yesterday.
Oh, man, I had a fabulous Christmas, enjoying myself with the family here in Houston. And again, just doing well. Felt good last night. I know Sybil got a concussion this morning after my Houston Rockets beat down her Chicago Bulls
last night.
She fell
out, huh?
Yeah, she probably going to be back to work for a couple of weeks. So that was just the icing on the cake last night, that 23-point victory. No, but again, I absolutely enjoyed hanging out with family. Still am. I'm headed to New York today, though. I got to do Aaron Burnett's show tonight and Starting Point the next couple of days. So, I'll be back in H-Town with the family. But one of the folks at actually the folks in Mobile, Alabama, they would love to have one of their native sons back, Clarence Aaron. He is a young man who has actually spent about the last 20 years in a federal prison involved in a drug case. And he's had some powerful people who believe that he should be pardoned by the president. Yet there have been some significant problems in the Justice Department with the pardon attorney that has prevented that. But also President Barack Obama, one of the people don't realize one of the most important things a president can do is also grant pardons and commutations. But he has been extremely stingy when it comes to granting those pardons. So joining us right now to talk about this case involving Clarence Aaron and whether or not he potentially may get a pardon next month by the president before the inauguration is Daphna Linzer. She's a reporter for ProPublica. Daphna, good morning.
Good morning.
We talked about this case beforehand, and we now have seen more evidence that this pardon attorney in the Justice Department, frankly, has just been egregious in his actions. What is now the latest in terms of that review with the Justice Department?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I think what the Inspector General wrote about the pardon attorney and the way he handled Clarence's case is that he failed significantly in the duty he owed the President of the United States. I don't think I'd want someone to write that about me. And yet he's at work, sitting in judgment over new applicants, new people who are requesting pardons, and people like Clarence who are in federal prison hoping to have their sentences commuted. The Inspector General recommended that his actions be reviewed by the Deputy Attorney General for possible misconduct, and found other senior people in the Justice Department had really fallen down on their responsibilities when it comes to pardons. And maybe this goes to the fact that we haven't seen very many pardons because the people who are in charge seem to only say no. But in the case of Clarence, it looks like it should have been a yes.
Now, again, I talked to his attorney, who actually was the pardon attorney during the period of President George W. Bush. And she said, look, Clarence admits to wrongdoing. So give our listeners an understanding of what the case was and also why he's had powerful backers say, look, this man shouldn't be in prison.
Right. I think what happened with Clarence, you know, he was convicted in 1993 at the height of the drug war in Mobile, as you said. He was a participant in a drug conspiracy, but he was one of the lowest level participants you could possibly be. He introduced a friend, an old high school friend who was a dealer in Mobile, to the brother of a college classmate who was a supplier in Texas. You know, he was present at the sale of one drug deal, and that's it. But he went to trial, and they counted all the drugs, and he didn't cooperate with the prosecution. He had very little to offer them, frankly, because he knew very little. And so he got the stiffest sentence, which is this triple life sentence. And this was a time Clarence was a 24-year-old by the time he was sentenced, but he was a football star at Southern University. He was a great college student. He was well known. He had not lived a life of criminal activity. He had been in college during his early 20s. And, you know, the sentence just shocked people that somebody who was 24 could be sentenced to triple life without parole. And so he did galvanize support quite quickly, that somebody like him would just, they would just throw away the key. So he had quite a bit of support, and he did apply for a commutation. And the truth is, the Bush White House thought he was a good candidate. They wanted to commute his sentence. In fact, he should have been released 4 years ago this week. But the pardon attorney torpedoed Clarence's chances and made it almost impossible for the White House to commute the sentence.
Do you believe, and then on President Obama's part, he has granted very few pardons. At this point, one of the fewest pardon rates, commutation rates, frankly, in presidential history.
That's right. The lowest. He has the lowest rate of granting mercy and forgiveness of any modern president. In fact, your chances under President Reagan for a pardon were 1 in 3, and your chances under President Obama are 1 in 50. He's been the president of no when it comes to pardons and commutations. And the truth is, it's this same pardon attorney who is going through and pre-selecting all the applications and saying no at a faster rate than ever before.
Well, Daphne, we certainly appreciate your reporting on this, and we'll keep watching it, and hopefully Clarence Aaron will get a reprieve from the president. We appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much, Roland.
All right. Thank you, Roland. Thank you, Daphne. Appreciate you. Bro, man,
thanks.
We'll holler at you next time around, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Have a nice remainder of the day.